There have been a lot of rumors lately about Mkhize's alleged links with private communications firm Digital Vibes. Last year, his department gave the company a contract worth 150 million rands, about $11 million, to coordinate public information campaigns about COVID-19. Mkhize told reporters today he appointed independent financial forensic investigators a few months ago to probe his department's interactions with Digital Vibes.
In summary, the investigation has found that the tender bidding process followed was in contravention of the Public Finance Management Act. The process of appointing Digital Vibes was irregular. Irregularity findings range from inconsistencies in the bid committees to lack of disclosure of conflict of interest.
Mkhize said the contract was in clear contravention of departmental policies.
As a result, a total of 150 million that was paid to Digital Vibes was therefore irregular. Taking disciplinary action against all implicated individuals is also underway. Finally, I can also confirm that the legal processes to recover the funds that we believe the department should not have paid has also commenced.
Mkhize says another probe by South Africa's Special Investigations Unit will soon determine whether the situation constituted fraud and corruption. The minister's actions appear commendable, but what has opposition parties calling for Mkhize's head is the fact that Digital Vibes was under the stewardship of two of his close associates, Tayira Mathur and Nadira Mitha, his former personal assistant. Mitha left her job in Mkhize's office shortly after the pandemic began in South Africa in March last year.
It was only after several months of that resignation that I was alerted by my office that Ms. Mitha was now working with the communications company. This came about as they reached out to my office to make an appointment to do various TV and radio recordings for the COVID-19 awareness campaign.
Financial records show Mkhize's department paid Digital Vibes millions for work that should have been done by the minister's own communications team. In one instance, the company charged almost 2 million rands for merely accompanying the minister to a meeting. Both Martha and Mitha were communication strategists for Mkhize during his campaign for senior ANC office in 2017, but he's now trying to distance himself from them.
I also do not regard any of these individuals whose names have been mentioned publicly as personal friends, but they are certainly my comrades. I have worked with them in the ordinary course of my political or official duties, and this is not unusual.
But citizens are asking, is the man respected for guiding South Africa through the pandemic with his science-based approach corrupt? Did he receive a slice of the Digital Vibes pie? No, on both counts, says Mkhize.
I did not participate in the company's appointment process. I did not in any way influence the selection of employees or consultants of the company. Even at a departmental level, the minister is only informed once the whole procurement and administrative process has been concluded.
Mkhize says, if corruption happened in my department, I didn't know about it. Many South Africans are hoping that one of the few cabinet ministers they regard as competent is indeed as ignorant and therefore innocent as he's proclaiming. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.